Good morning. We have some guests here who are going to fill you in about a school and how to make music. So let's start out with the director of the Songbird Project, and it's Laura Poyser. Fill us in.
Well, we run a school called Songbird Rising Suzuki School. We're based in Hyde Park in Austin. And in the summer, we do a string camp for 6 to 11-year-olds. And we've brought you three of our students here today to play and tell you a little bit about the string camp.
Great. And so what would you like to do first?
Well, we have a medley. We've got Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star going into Lightly Row and then Song of the Wind.
And these are the students at the string camp that's going on in Hyde Park. Tell us more about the camp.
So the camp is for 6 to 11-year-old string players, so violin, viola, cello, and bass. And we offer a very diverse program. We have group class, master class, singing class, yoga, art, costume design, swimming, guest performers, and I must be missing something. Solos. At the end of every day, the kids sign up and perform.
Who is that that shouted out solo?
Who is that over there? Is that Nolan?
Yes.
Tell everybody how old you are, Nolan.
6.
6 years old. And where do you go to school? You must be in first grade?
No.
Not yet?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Okay. That's way back. I remember being in kindergarten myself. And you're a good little player, too. Thank you for coming in, Nolan. And your last name, Nolan?
Mueller.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And who are the others? Is Sophie, is that your name?
Sophia.
And your last name is Weston?
Mm-hmm.
Well, glad to have you, too. And our other girl is?
Ingrid.
And Ingrid, you're 9? And Sophie's 8 and Nolan's 6. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
And so you have swimming and yoga and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. The idea is to have a well-rounded program, like a good balance.
Well, I'm ready to hear another tune if you're ready to play one.
Yes, we are. We have another medley. We're going to play May Song into Allegro. A nice upbeat tune for you.
Thank you. I'd like to ask Nolan how he got to be in this class. You're the youngest person in the class, I think?
Yes.
When did you start playing that little bitty fiddle you got there?
When I was three.
Three, wow. And how did you decide, or did your parents decide?
My parents?
Well,
my
I'm
mom.
Glad they gave it to you, because you're doing pretty well on it. And so what's it like being in the camp?
It's fun, because I get to do all sorts of stuff that I've done a lot of the time, but it's more funner this time.
And why is that?
Because there's older kids, and maybe some other times I had younger kids doing it with me.
And so it's more fun to be working with older kids because they're already playing better?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Okay, now let's hear from Sophie and her mom. Tell us about Sophie and Melissa is her mom. So Melissa, tell us about your daughter and how she's been in the program, how long. And
she has been going to the summer camp. This will be her third year, and mm-hmm. we go to both sessions. I love it. I've found that she goes and she gets inspired from watching the older kids, and she gets encouraged to see where she is going with her playing, and she sees, you know, the younger kids and where she's come from.
You see improvement.
Yes, I see drastic improvement, and in her confidence. When she was first playing, she was really afraid to get up and perform, and they perform every day at the camp, so she has gained so much confidence. Now Wonderful. She really wants to get up on stage.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so we've got Ingrid. How long have you been in the camp?
I've been in the camp for 2 years.
2 years, and you like it too?
Yes.
And are there older kids than you in the camp?
Yes.
How old?
11.
Right. So it's for kids all different ages.
6 through 11. I really like the community aspect of that,
right.
And kind of taking from the Montessori philosophy, everyone working together, helping each other out, and encouraging no matter what level you're at.
So is this camp at the Montessori school in Hyde Park?
No, it's actually at Trinity United Methodist Church.
Right. And so tell people how they can get in touch with it.
So you can get in touch with us through our website, which is songbirdrising.com. You can email us through there.
Okay, and did you have one more tune you wanted to do?
Ingrid was going to do a little demonstration. So
okay.
Part of our string camp is each kid has a character that they come up with. And Ingrid's last year, why don't you tell them what it was?
My character was Aunt Sponge. She's mean and old and cranky.
Yeah, so Ingrid made a piece that reflects that. You want to play it for us real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so is there anything else you want to do?
We got one more piece to wrap up. We're going to do the Arkansas Traveler, and we are Songbird Rising Suzuki School.
We've had Laura Poyser from the Songbird, it's a Suzuki school.
Yeah, Songbird
Violin.
Rising Suzuki School.
And you're at Hyde Park, and you can get in touch. Tell us again.
You can get in touch through our website, songbirdrising.com, or you could come out to Earth Day on Saturday, where we'll be performing 6:20 till 7 p.m. on the field stage.
Thank you all for coming in. Nolan and Sophie and Ingrid, thank you. You did a really great job. And so until next time, thanks, Melissa, too. We'll talk to you later. See you, alligator, and at Hyde Park, Suzuki. Wait, it's called Songbird.
Songbird Rising.
Songbird Rising Suzuki School. Okay. Thank you so much.